opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know you've been saying all along it's going to be Duke or Villanova. Was there anybody you saw last night that makes you think, well, maybe?
No. I actually like Loyola, though. I think Loyola's going to go to the Final Four. If I were listing the teams that have the best chance to the worst chance, it would have been Villanova and Duke in some order, one or two. And then I think 3 and 4 would have been Kentucky and Gonzaga, and they're gone. Is Kansas or Michigan going to win the whole thing? It just seems unlikely to me. Barry and Joel before us were like, I'm so excited about baseball. And I'm like,
opening day is always fun, but then it turns into a long-ass grind. I actually am less excited about this season than I should
because
be.
Because now they've won.
They've done it, yeah.
Because even this year, if they don't win, it's not like a disappointment.
Is anyone they ever win going to be as much fun as the first one?
No. I mean, they won their World Series. They had sucked forever. It was a sad sack franchise. They finally got one. It's awesome.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3, 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff. And just had RJ Bell on. We talked a lot of poker. We're out here at Prime Social on Westheimer. Very easy to find. It's right next to Molina's. You can't miss it. And kind of between Dunleavy and Hillcroft, pretty much somewhere in that Voss, I guess. Well, Voss and Hillcroft are the same thing. But, yeah, we're out here. Had the big tournament today. They got a lot of cash going on right now. 20-40 limit going on. They got 5-5. Pot limit Omaha. So did we find the key? I'm a genius. I'm gonna go on record as saying it. We were just sitting here, and AJ had lost his key, but he had valeted, and one of our listeners happened to lose his key, and someone put one and one together and came up with an answer.
Yeah,
very proud of myself. I've done my duty for society today. Because he was starting to freak out a little bit. Have a good one, man. So, yeah, and I just vamped that entire part until you came back getting him his key.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. It was like 3 minutes worth that no one even knew that you weren't sitting here because you had to go get his key. But, and kind of follow up on a little bit about what we're talking about with RJ. I'd like to dive into that one day, you know, and maybe just – I mean, media issues are always going to be important to me. And I'm not in any way – I want to make this clear. Guys like Skip Bayless and guys like Stephen A., Jason Whitlock, all those guys, they're doing really well for themselves. And good for them, man. I mean, that's – you know, and they're good at that. And that's what they've chosen. And it's just – you know, we all choose different things in life. And, yeah, I'll never forget being asked to write that column. And well, not asked to write it, told to write it.
Yeah.
And it's just – and I kind of made myself a promise that I wasn't going to get put in that position again where I have to go and make a statement about something that I don't believe in. And, you know, for what it's worth, I've probably written 200 columns since then talking about why it's a great idea, but they damn sure didn't run the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's – because you're the only one who can write this.
Like, well, was it like a political thing or what?
Yeah, it was on the political page.
And no, but I'm saying, was it a political thing that like the newspaper had a certain political leaning and they?
Yeah, well, the newspaper always skewered very liberal. This, I don't know why they were against this in particular, but the GM at the track wrote a "Here's Why We Need It" column, and I wrote the "This Is Why It's a Bad Idea," and you know I was told to write it. And that was kind
of. How'd you even do that?
It wasn't easy, I can tell you that. But
that's the worst, is like trying to argue a point. It's like in debate class when you draw the card of the side that you really don't want. It's like, oh boy.
But the reality is, I mean, I could do it. I did a nice job on it. Everybody, yeah. In fact, all my friends at the racetrack are like, holy bleep, you castrated this dude. And it's like, well, you know, but did I feel good about it? No. And I never, and in any job, you have to do something that you don't like sometimes.
Right.
That's just life. But when you're being asked to do something that you don't believe in.
That's tough.
Yeah. So, hey, Lamont's back. He said, I still believe you need to do a book on the newspaper. I have.
Where's Lamont been?
Yeah, he's been.
Rehab?
I don't know, but he's been gone for a while.
Jail or rehab, Lamont? Let us know.
No, he wasn't in jail. That was
maybe just Twitter jail. Maybe he got in trouble on Twitter. I guess now more and more people are getting like bans from Twitter, like that last a week or something.
Huh?
They've been doing it on Facebook forever.
Yeah,
but
well, have you been banned?
No.
So I don't really do enough to get banned. I haven't. Yeah,
I don't know what the rules are. I mean, you could basically. One of the things I loved about Twitter was it's the Wild West. I mean,
it is the Wild West. There's
nudity, there's cursing, there's violence. There's no rules. And now all of a sudden they're like, we need to temper that back some, and I don't like that. I like the Wild West Twitter.
Yeah, I've kind of got
where dummies can expose themselves as dummies.
Yeah, but that's a lot of these dummies that expose themselves, people don't think they're dummies.
Yeah, I mean that's an issue.
Yeah, but
it is an issue.
No, I have the beginnings of one of the projects that I gave to my agent that I'm going to do is it would have a lot to do with what happened at the newspaper and how, you know, I have this theory that we in sports have screwed up news in general.
Yeah.
In that we started blurring the lines between news and commentary. And sports was the first to do that. And it's funny, we were talking about Stephen A. Stephen A. was like a pioneer in this. And then he was also a guy who was writing columns on his BlackBerry before anybody else. I mean, he was just always way ahead. But one of the things that we did was, like, John McClain was covering the Texans. You'd also have John McClain write a weekly column on the Texans. Well, there's a problem with that because the average person can't tell the difference between
a column and like news.
And in this case, you start blurring the lines, right? And people start seeing you as an opinion maker as opposed to a reporter. And I'm guilty about this because I'm one of the guys who, you know, from a selfish perspective, it gave us a chance to find out, hey, this guy might be a good columnist someday.
Yeah.
That's how Jerome did it. I mean, he was doing this his Big 12 notebook while he was covering the Big 12, and his opinions were terrific, and you started seeing the possibility that this guy could be a columnist. So from that perspective, that's why we did it. But and you also thought, well, this guy covers these guys more than anybody else. He should know more. He should be able to have a better opinion. But the reality is that was the wrong thing to do because that trickled into SportsCenter, and then it started trickling into politics. And sports is entertainment. It's fun. It's the kind of thing where, yeah, it's bad that you're doing it, but it doesn't really matter. But now we do it on things that are important, like actual issues.
Right.
And I think that's that. And so that's kind of the premise of the whole thing. And the fact that and newspapers just continue to die off. And I think the Denver Post just laid off another 30 people. The Chronicle just laid off some more people. And yeah, you know, so we don't have that anymore. At some point, we've got to find some kind of balance between news and opinion and a clear demarcation. And I do think some of the history of how all this came about and what was going on at the newspaper in those days, because we were just like the banks, man. We were too big to fail at one point. There was a time when I was there, we were making $156 million a year. It was just silly. And, you know, when you're doing that, it's just like ESPN now. When you're making all that money, you don't think, hey, this might end. You think spend it, expand, add, get bigger, buy stuff. And guess what happens? So, but yeah, I
do have a beef with the TV situation now.
Yeah. There's women's basketball on.
Yeah, there's men's basketball on now.
Oh, well, all you got to do is ask the young blonde lady.
Okay.
Because she comes around here and she was asking for.
Hey, will you reach over there and holler at her, Voldemort? And we've got a pressing, important issue going on here. Well, she is lovely, by the way.
All of the young ladies out here are. I mean, I have to say.
My goodness.
Yeah, they all work out.
Yeah. Good for her.
Lamont said he wasn't banned on Twitter. He just pulled back a little. I get that, man. My Twitter right now is basically each morning you'll get a list of the stuff on SportsMap, and that's it. That's pretty much all I do, and I'll respond to people if they ask questions.
I like to occasionally take a break from Facebook.
So I'm almost never on Facebook, and then somebody got mad at me because I sent you a Facebook message. I'm like, dude, I haven't looked at Facebook in a week.
Hey, you tell everybody your email address.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you want to get in touch with me, that's the best way.
And by the way, if you send me a Facebook message and we're not friends, I never see that. Mm. Like it just goes to some other mailbox that I don't ever look at because I've tried to limit my Facebook to people that I actually know. And people who know me, they've got my phone number.
That's for the most part. I mean, I still have a lot of friends who are listeners and stuff, but I've purged the ones that I'm not cool with.
Yeah.
So, and that's made a difference. But I just don't. I don't ever get on Facebook anymore. And if something's going on with you guys that's on Facebook, I learn from the wife because she's still on there a bunch. So she'll just tell me, "Oh, did you hear about AJ's kid did this?" And it's like, "Well, yeah, we talked about it on air, but that's where I get my information is from her."
Did you hear that the Rockets season tickets are now on sale?
Really?
For 2018-19?
For 2018-19?
Yeah.
Because
did you hear about that on Facebook or did you hear about it from me?
You know where I heard about that?
From me on air.
From AJ Hoffman.
Yeah.
On air.
Guess what you can do? You can now reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before because for the first time ever in the history of time, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three seasons, one great price, no need to worry about the price of season tickets going up because, let's face it, they will. If the Rockets sniff a title, they're probably going up anyway because they've had such a good season. Also, if you buy now, you'll get priority for this year's playoff tickets, and this year should be a pretty good year of playoffs. Three-year VIP plans offered for club seats only, but all other price levels are on sale as well. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK to get your 2018-19 Rockets season tickets now.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Prime Social on Westheimer. Terrific poker club. 214 said, just left Prime Social. So glad to have met A.J. Fred was taking a bathroom break. Avid listener, had a blast. I'll be back on AJ's tab. Greatest show in H-Town.
That's you. Brittany, the young lady that was here listening to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a nice girl. She
Sorry,
said,
I didn't get to meet her. I got to be honest. I've had to make a bathroom run every single break except for one.
You've got diarrhea?
No, I've been drinking water all day to clean out my system because I got that race tomorrow. And I'm taking these pills.
Cocaine, right?
No, it's not cocaine.
Okay.
So it's like. And this is probably my 20th bottle of water today.
Oh, good for you.
But, yeah.
So you're pitching it.
Yeah, yep. So
not pooping?
No.
Not even once?
No.
Okay. I was going to ask you how the bathroom situation is with the toilet guy. I walked in. I guess there's like a door. It's always been closed. So
there's like a private It's like a private stall in there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good for pooing or masturbating or whatever.
Don't masturbate at the poker club.
Of course not.
Please.
Soccer Bilal says he's moving to Dallas in a few months. I'm glad I have the app so I don't have to deal with Dallas radio.
Sorry about that, man. Sorry about your luck, Bilal.
Yeah, but it's probably job-related. At least you have a job. There's a... Yeah. And much love for the show from your boy Dookie Shoes.
Oh, that's my boy?
I guess. Yeah.
Dookie Shoes. I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm not either. All right, we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, you probably didn't have Google when you were in school.
No.
But if you had and you had kind of a hot teacher, would you have Googled her?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I would have for sure. Voldemort, you would have done that, yeah. Well, there was a teacher in Australia. It's a math teacher. And some of the students decided to look him up because he was a very attractive gentleman. When they Googled him, they found out that he'd done a number of films.
Adult-type films?
Adult-type films.
Under his regular real name?
No, under the name Aaron Cage.
Okay. But isn't that a Marvel superhero show?
I don't know, but his real name was Scott Sherwood. He was a bodybuilder.
Scott Sherwood
That's
is a way better porn
yes,
name
it is.
Than Aaron Cage.
Yeah. Scott Smallwood, not a good porn
Longwood.
Name.
Longwood. Or Strongwood.
Yeah, but Shortwood, no. But he was Aaron Cage. They Googled him. They found his alter ego and a list of films he'd starred in America's San Francisco-based Colt Film Studios.
Yeah! Do we have any audio of his porno, John?
I don't. Well, John would probably know. But
that's too bad.
They then began circulating X-rated photos of the teacher, who has starred in a number of films, including Gruff Stuff and Manpower. Ooh, I wonder if he's I wonder if this is male on male.
Could be.
Gruff Stuff and Manpower, it's kind of what
that does sound like gay porn.
Like
if you saw a porno on the shelf called Manpower or Gruff Stuff, would you get it?
No, I wouldn't. But
no.
One pupil wrote, "That guy is my maths teacher." Boy, you need an English teacher too. His real name is Scott Sherwood. I'm scared. Okay, yeah, I'm going to guess that these are probably male on male because some of his triple-rated movies include A Soldier's Goodbye, Bound Up Tight, and Naked Sword.
Well,
he was a personal trainer for 15 years, helped out with physical education at a primary school. He obtained math qualifications from the University of Sussex in 2015 and joined the school, which has 900 pupils aged 11 to 16. One uncle, who did not wish to be named, said, "I picked up my 14-year-old niece who was giggling and said, my math teacher is a porno actor." Is math plural in Australia?
Maybe that's how they
talk.
Because
that's twice, yeah. Wow.
That's weird.
That is weird. Said, "I couldn't believe my ears. I was furious. They had gathered around the playground watching one of their phones. As they found this stuff, the crowd got bigger and bigger, and they started shouting stuff about Mr. Sherwood, who was also getting bigger and bigger. Teacher came over to go to see what was going on, and they showed them. The kids were told Mr. Sherwood was going home because he was feeling ill. They're trying to hush it up. No parents or careers have been told. Parents or carers have been told, but we have heard on the grapevine he's been suspended."
Neither
the school nor East Sussex
The guy gets out of porno. Gets a real job, like
a
maths teacher.
Yeah.
He's trying to get his life right, and y'all suspend him for his past. I don't like that. Like, I feel like if that's what you had to do, like if you had to be a stripper to pay your way through medical school, do you get suspended from being a doctor once you actually make it? That's BS, man. Let that man live. He did what he had to do to get where he is in life today.
He's not Adam Cage anymore.
Yeah.
His name's Sherwood.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I haven't sucked one of those in years.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Want to put another Bobby on my shrimp?
Oh, yeah. Boy. Aaron showed me. Whoops.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Aaron, E-R-I-N.
Like a woman.
His name like a woman.
She is a woman.
She showed me a picture of a tweet that let me know that Madison Bumgarner has been diagnosed with a fractured left hand that he got in the very last spring training appearance. That, my friends, is not good for the old San Francisco Giants.
Well, that's why you don't have spring training.
That's true. Get rid of it.
Yeah, you should just start
playing. Move on from it.
Blow up some arms early.
Hey, you know me, Fred. I've waited in a lot of lines for barbecue. And for whatever reason, there's no other food that I'm willing to wait in line for.
The only one I will do is, like, occasionally if there's a line at Brothers Tacos in the morning, I'll wait 5 minutes, but no longer than that.
Okay, that's fair.
So, like, if it's around the corner, I don't stop. But if I see that it's only 5 minutes, I will do it.
Have you heard of Golden Houston?
Mm-mm.
It's a bagel place.
I'd never stand in line for a bagel.
Well, people are. They say it's like a New York quality bagel. And it opened in January, and before long, crowds started forming. And waiting for up to an hour to get a freshly made bagel.
I'm sorry, there's not a bagel in the world that's worth waiting for.
I don't think so either. I don't know. Like,
I'm not a big bagel person.
How good would a bagel have to be for you to wait an hour for it?
It'd have to be a steak.
It's kind of where I'm at.
It'd have to be like the best barbecue or steak or like, you know, unbelievable Mexican
food.
Yeah,
do they have lean and moist bagels? What's going on here? But it also makes me think, man, if it's that good, like it sounds crazy to me, but if people are willing to wait that long for a bagel, maybe it's great.
You know what? It could be the greatest bagel ever made. I'd still rather have pizza.
Yeah. You know, I waited 20 minutes, 30. If I'm at a restaurant and I've got to wait 30, 45 minutes, I've done that before. But that's like you can sit down at the bar and have a couple drinks while you wait for a table to open up.
That's not that big a deal.
I did wait in line when Lee's Fried Chicken and Donuts opened. I waited in line there for probably a good 30 minutes and to get fried chicken and donuts. But that's also fried chicken and donuts, and we all know donut is the much tastier, sexier cousin of the bagel.
Yeah.
So
donut greater than bagel.
Yeah. Although and there was fried chicken.
I don't really eat donuts either, but not anymore.
Yeah. You've evolved.
That there's supposed to be that new barbecue place opening up. That guy from Killens is opening up. I think it's open now.
Oh, really?
It was on Eric's bracket. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody will tell me.
I'll have to ask Eric.
Yeah. So, all right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Prime Social. Really nice place, man. And if you haven't had a chance to get out here yet, come check it out. $10 for the membership and all kinds of games. Got cash going on now. That tournament every day during the day, they had 60 people in it today.
Yep.
So chance to win some real money there, man. That's solid. Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to Joel and Barry while you were playing, and they were talking about, I guess you were over here by then, but they were talking about the new Greenberg morning show and how much those guys are making and all. And
it's crazy.
It is. And we're going to have Greeny on next week, which will be interesting because I know a lot of people still are very interested in him from a TV perspective. My complaint with, and I don't know how this show will play out. I don't know if it'll be anything I watch. I'm just not real big on opinion shows on TV, and ESPN has gone to that even with their sports centers. It's just not something that I'm into, and I know maybe a lot of people are. I don't know. But I've always said I quit watching ESPN because of stuff like that. Like that Carrie Champion chick or Carly right. Champion, whatever. You know, the day after a World Series game is sitting here interviewing one of the reporters and, oh, I'm so sad because my Dodgers lost and all this. And I don't want to hear that crap. I want to hear some actual analysis. And, you know, and she's like, who do you root for? And say, well, I'm just kind of doing my job. I don't root for anybody. And I'm like, this is the kind of garbage I'm getting now. So I have gotten to where if I want to see MLB, I go to MLB Network and NHL, NHL Network, and NFL. And they were talking about that Good Morning Football show. And I got to tell you, they're trying to be a SportsCenter type show with a bunch of bits and stuff. I don't want that on the networks. I mean, I want, like, this was during free agency, too. It's like right. the second day. I want every little tidbit of news, not some BS where you're sitting there putting sugar on your pasta. I mean, it's just, I'm sure there's some clever Ivy League producer sitting here going, this would make a great skit. Let's do this. And then they go and do it, and they all act like it's fun, and it's just dumb. But I kind of feel like, and it gets back to what we talked about before a little bit, I feel like if I'm going to NFL Network, I want to see weirdo Ian Rappaport on there reporting stuff. I want to be getting news on things. I don't want – and then they did this bit on the kids Olympics that was just stupid. It's like I don't want that stuff. And so far that really hasn't crept into the MLB and NHL, but if it does, I'm out. I mean – because that's where I want to get some insight into the game or into what's going on, not a bunch of gimmicks.
I honestly think we've gotten to the point where if you want insight like that, that's what the internet's for. That's what Twitter's for. You're going to have to actually read. And I know we all like
And I do, but there's times I like to hear things in context, too.
I know, but television in general is getting further and further away from that.
Well, sports television in particular.
Yeah. Well, but real news, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't watch Fox News or CNN and get an accurate picture of what's happening on the news.
But, again, it gets back to what I was talking about earlier, though. What's reliable?
Right.
Even if we're reading, if we're just talking about websites, who do you consider reliable? And there's just not that many.
There's not.
But and especially when it comes to the NFL, I wanted to hear, you know, breakdowns on where these free agents might go. And they do a segment on it, and then they jump off into something stupid, and then they come back and talk about Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins for the 10th time. So, okay, yeah, I get those are the big names, but some of these other signings that teams are making were going to be important too. And I just think that at some point, the idea of a show where you're just getting good information, you know, is gone.
Right.
936 says, most of my friends are avid sports fans, and not a single one enjoys ESPN anymore. And then somebody else says, agree on the bits on Good Morning Football, but I enjoy it way more than SportsCenter. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, and I switched over to it for that reason because I wanted football information. And now I kind of feel like, well, why are you trying to be something that I'm running away from?
Yeah.
That's, you know, because if you're doing that, then.
But that's what's getting ratings, apparently.
Well, if that's.
Just not getting your ratings.
I don't have a Nielsen box, I can tell you that.
Yep.
I wish I did, because then I could let them know what I'm changing from. But, so.
Can I give a quick hoop update?
Sure.
For those who are not watching, Kansas up 27-22 on Clemson, 6.5 minutes to go in the first. And Villanova 14, West Virginia 11, 15:05 to go in the first. I went ahead and did put a little down on Villanova -3 first half.
Yeah.
Thought you weren't going to do that.
I wasn't going to do that, but I decided to do it anyway, even though everybody was telling me not to do it. Like all the sharp guys I bet with were like, West Virginia's decide early. Yeah, I'll take my chances with the better team. Just 3 points, but and it's close now. It's 14-11, so it's
so far so good.
So far so good, but yeah. Still way long way to go with just 3 points. So, but yeah, those games both underway.
713-780-ESPN. Lamont asks, out of curiosity, have you guys ever heard RJ do national hits? He's totally different when he does a national show with Pendergast on Sundays. I would say this, he's more in depth with you guys. I've heard him on when he used to be on Colin all the time when Colin was on our station. I would hear his hits with him. And, you know, he and Colin have a pretty good rapport as well. But I think, you know, the thing about RJ is I think he's pretty comfortable with us because, you know, we've done business together. We know each other. So, 713-780-ESPN-979 says, I agree with you. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I get more sports insight with you guys than SportsCenter.
And we're not even like a – I mean, we're a sports show, but not like a sports news show. Not even close to that.
No, and you're not coming to us for that. I mean, we'll hit on the news. But
you come here for the Richard jokes.
Yeah, and AJ threatening a guy at the poker table. Jokes.
I didn't threaten anybody at the poker table.
Fine, getting threatened.
I was told I was going to go home with a red shirt and a crying mom. That's sounds like I got threatened.
Is he going to steal your mom's carrot cake?
I don't know.
What that's about?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's what people tune in to hear. I'm a firm believer that, we've never been – I mean, you don't – people don't tune into this for sports updates. What they do want to hear is, okay, the Rockets rested Chris Paul last night, good move, fine. And then Richard jokes.
Yeah.
You have to weave the Richard jokes in. So, Kansas 29-22 right now with 5:38 to go in the first. So, see, there's a sports update.
Sports news from Fred.
Remember when I had the – I used to have to do sports updates, and when we first were doing the show, I had to do them during the 12-2 show.
Who did them before I got there, Dean?
No, I did them.
You always did?
Yeah, yeah. I was the update guy.
Boy, when they hired me, they were like, "Are you willing to do updates?" And I said, "No. What the hell are you talking about?"
Like, because I was trying to get out of.
When I was in Austin, like we had a guy who just sat in the room with us all the time. His name was D. And he just sat in the room, and all he did was type stuff up. And then every break, he would do an update. And that was pretty much the end of what – that was his whole job, was just to do updates. But I always saw him. He was always there. Now we've got, like, a mystery man who mispronounces names, and it's really awkward.
That Fedorowicz guy
that
played for the Texans? Yeah, but when you first started, I actually had to do updates during the show. Where we'd come out of a break and say, all right, we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And then the music would play up, and it's like, all right, the Rockets are in action again tonight. And, you know, so, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I hated that. But, hey, that's how I got started, man. I was doing updates during Mike and Mike.
Look at you.
That was my
I did updates on the morning show when I worked in Austin when I was interning. But they told me I could I could make jokes, during the updates. And so I basically, it was like a comedy minute for
me.
Well,
see, I tried to do that, and people bitched about it. Like, I made fun of Cecil Cooper because he'd always have something stupid to say after an Astros game. And so I would say something about what Cecil said. And we'd be getting calls. I don't want to hear that garbage. I want to hear what Cecil has to say. Cecil.
Yeah.
Cecil. I want to hear what Cecil has to say. All right, well, he probably shops at Republic Harley-Davidson.
Cecil?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Oh, yeah, and Cecil.
Maybe. Either way, you should. You know why? Because right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, maintenance for life, and, man, they have a wildly awesome inventory. Over 100 brand-new bikes on the showroom floor, a ton of pre-owned bikes outside the store. It is just, it's hard to beat their selection. And I know everyone says they've got the best inventory. Republic Harley-Davidson can prove it to you. They've got the best staff, too. Friendly staff, professional, knowledgeable, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Whenever I need a tune-up or I need an oil change, Republic Harley Davidson's where I go. It's not the closest one to me. I don't care. I trust them with my bike, and that's what matters to me. 7 master technicians on staff. 7, way more than any other dealership in town. And they're doing bike nights on the third Thursday of every month through October. Join the party. Live music on an outdoor stage, food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley. But you can only register to win at the bike nights. The more events you go to, more you get to register. And in October, 1 lucky winner's walking away with a brand new Harley. Whatever your needs, service, pre-owned bikes, new bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley-Davidson.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action? You know where to do it, mybookie.ag. And there's games that will be starting later tonight that you can get in on. There's games that have already started that, guess what? You can still get in on them because they have in-game live betting, so you can jump right in. You want to bet basketball? Got you covered. Hockey? Got you covered. You want to get in on some horses? They got that, too. That's what MyBookie has. They have a great mobile site, too, by the way, which, frankly, is as good as any betting mobile site I've used. And you can actually bet horses on the mobile site, which you can't do on most other places. And here's another thing that doesn't happen most other places. You actually get paid when you win.
That's always nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. You win, they pay. Fast and without hassles. And I've told you guys about this other site that I used for a while where I'd get a check from Singapore and my bank would take like 30 days for it to clear. So you don't even see the money for almost 6 weeks to 2 months when you cash out. That's silly. Not at MyBookie. It's right in your account within a couple of days. Fast, without hassles. Join now. MyBookie is going to match your first deposit. 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's my bookie.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social. One last segment. I want to remind you, if you have not checked out sportsmap.com today, your life is not complete. Go to sportsmap.com. Great commentary, great insight, and Trey.
NASCAR. Kansas 35, Clemson 22. It's not very surprising. I didn't think Clemson defensively didn't match up very well with Kansas. Kansas having their way. Villanova 22, West Virginia 22. That press defense working so far. We'll see if they end up in foul trouble. They're letting them go, though. There's some bodies banging and not a lot of whistles. So
interesting.
Maybe that plays into West Virginia's hands.
All right. I want to take a second to thank Prime Social one more time for having us out here. Great place, great people, very, very friendly and helpful, and it's been a lot of fun being out here. Looking forward to getting out here again and getting at the tables, my man, because I definitely looking forward to playing that tournament next time.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's wrap the show up the way we do every week. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh. Chad, my co-host, they got rid of him. The new program director came in from Canada. He thought sports should not be funny. It should just be super serious.
Dude, I hate Canadians.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, Fred's Canadian.
No, I'm married to a Canadian.
Oh, he's half Canadian. The place I went to, Placencia.
Isn't that the part like that covers the baby?
No, I knew you were going there. I as soon as that rolled off my
Fred
tongue.
Fred ate his Placencia.
What?
His own.
Stop.
His
stop,
own Placencia. Stop. He ate it.
Aren't I supposed to have something here, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Because you're not a diva. You're willing to do live reads at the end of the first segment.
I am.
Unlike me.
I am, because I got to tell you about my bookie. And if you want to get in on the madness, now's the time. Really?
Nope, my bad.
Really? I wasn't the one saying bad things here. 45% of people who go to SportsMap are women.
Really?
Does that not surprise you a little bit?
That does surprise me quite a bit.
Women like sports, and they like SportsMap.
They like maps.
But I mean, women can't read maps.
And men can't ask for directions.
No.
Thank God for GPS, right?
Exactly. And our afternoon shows are pulling strong numbers as well. We are riding your afternoon show's ass like a broke down pony. You know what I would do if I were in that spot where I'm clearly in second place, but like trying to pretend like I'm in first? What I would do is I would tell my salespeople, hey, this is how we're going to spin it to potential clients.
Well, I guess if my company was bankrupt, I'd probably lie too.
Hey.
Ooh, shots
sick
fired.
Burn, Fred.
Shade.
Sorry.
You're on the air, so they get to hear it.
All right.
That's why they may judge you as a diva. Having worked with divas.
I'm not that bad.
You're
I'm a low rent diva.
You are, as divas go, you're kind of on a diva scale. You're barely above Richard Simmons. I mean, I don't think you're.
I hate you so much.
So my teacher sent this to my wife. Hi, Mrs. Hoffman. Jacob has been having a hard time in PE with his behavior and attitude. When corrected, he usually has some type of comeback instead of a simple yes or just a change of behavior.
Wonder where he gets that from.
Today at the end of class, students were either putting up jump ropes or they were sitting and waiting for their turn. Jacob was continuing to jump. When I called his name, he yelled, "What?" at me. I brought him over and told him that I was already writing a note to you about his behavior. He sarcastically and very disrespectfully responded with a thank you.
So was he called a diva?
Does he have to be right about everything or he gets mad?
Did somebody take his jump rope and place it somewhere else?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great stuff, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Stay sporty, bitches.